Now that a period has been placed on 2019, we are looking at an entirely different punctuation mark. It's the question mark, and it's a big one. For all of us really know absolutely nothing about the year that has just begun. We do have all sorts of educated guesses. We have some plausible expectations, but we really don't have any definitives. And as a result, we frequently hear that question mark preceded by two words which can be somewhat unsettling when they are put together: who and knows. Will 2020 see unusual difficulties for us, or will it be a year of relative ease? Who knows? Will 2020 see the fulfillment of desired goals, or rather some unfulfilled aspirations? Who knows? Will 2020 be a year in which we experience relatively good health, or will we see illness after illness? Who knows? Who even knows what will transpire in just the next few months? Will we experience yet again record-breaking cold temperatures this winter, or will we be spared such extremes? Who knows? Truth be told, we know nothing when it comes to what's coming next. And the fact that this is broadly recognized is underscored by the frequency with which one hears those words posed: who knows? The implied answer to that question, of course, is nobody. And when we are speaking of mere human beings, such as ourselves, that is a correct answer. Nobody knows what will come in our futures. But it's very different with God. When it comes to the Lord's knowledge of the future, who knows is replaced with a resounding he knows. Jesus knows the future as well as he knows the present, as well as he knows the past, as revealed in such Bible verses as John 18:4, where the narrative begins, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come," when the Lord stands at the threshold of a new year, or a new month, or just a new minute, he sees no question marks. When he looks ahead, he knows no unknowns. For he knows everything, even the things that have not yet transpired. The context of that passage that was just read is that of the time just before Jesus' crucifixion. And reading a little bit beyond where I stopped, John says, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward." There were no surprises for Jesus as he made his way from the cradle to the cross. During those times when he'd made use of his divine attributes, he saw clearly all that was about to unfold. And his ability to see the future applies not only to the things that were to happen in his life, but in our earthly lives as well. A few chapters later in John's gospel, we're allowed to listen into that conversation between Jesus and Peter, when Peter correctly said to the risen Christ, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus is never taken by surprise. Jesus never says, "Ah, I didn't see that coming." For he always does see what's coming. He knows every single thing that will happen in the history of the world as it continues to unfold, and how very different that is from us. And actually, wouldn't you agree that it's a good thing that we can't see into the future? As nice as it might be to anticipate some of the pleasant things that are to come our way, it would also be very unnerving and uncomfortable to be aware of some of the undesirable, unpleasant things that inevitably come one's way during earthly life. But even though it's a good thing that we can't see into the future, it's a very, very good thing that the Lord can. For it's not just that he knows the future, he controls the future. Here come some of those catechism class words. It's not just that he's omniscient, all-knowing. It's that he is omnipotent, all-powerful. It's not as though Jesus just leans back and, knowing the future events, watches them unfold as one might watch a play. Rather, he is very much at the forefront, intricately engaged in every aspect of the future, shaping it, steering it in ways that will benefit his people. As God, he directs the affairs of the entire universe, and not just the big things. His control is not limited to the things that tend to make the headlines. Rather, we're told that he knows and controls even the hairs on our head. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. If the future were determined by chance, if the future was shaped by just a sequence of accidental activities and events, we would be unable to step into the future with any sort of confidence or peace. If the world history were shaped by uncontrolled events, we would have no calm in the face of the various things that come our way. But with our Savior as the one who designs each new day with full awareness of what will happen as a result, we can step into the future with confidence and peace. Will 2020 be filled with difficulties, or will it be a year of relative ease? We don't know, but he knows. And if it should be that he allows some unusual difficulties to come our way, he'll design them in such a way that they serve our good. We glory in tribulations, wrote Paul, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Will 2020 see the fulfillment of long-held desires and goals, or will we see some unfulfilled aspirations? He already knows which one it's going to be. And if it should be that we experience disappointments in areas where we were especially hopeful, he will somehow strengthen us through the process and bring about positive things as a result. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Will 2020 be characterized for us as a time of good health or of various illnesses? He already knows which it's going to be. And if it should be that we are slowed down or laid low in some undesired way, he will no doubt somehow use the situation to bring about spiritual good, perhaps by refocusing our attention on his word or sharpening our expectation and anticipation of eternal glory. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We know absolutely nothing about the future on this earth, but we don't need to, because the one who controls all things for our good does. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward. And if he could go forward, knowing what lay before him, so can we, knowing that he knows all that needs to be known. We sing of his omniscience in hymn 527, stanzas 4, 5, and 6. 527, 4, 5, and 6.